Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report. My name is Charlie Wallace.
I'm Adam Gobeski, and please welcome our three, I wasn't ready for this.
Scintillating?
Scintillating?
I don't know. Sorry, we're setting the expectations too high. Perfectly fine guests.
Our three adequate guests. We have Doug Gobeski.
That's me.
Paul Wilcox.
It's great to be here.
And Kevin Radevogue.
Hello.
So, welcome to the new year, Charlie.
Ah, couldn't have come sooner.
Or later. It turns out that's just how time works.
And glad we all are for that. How do you feel about the passage of time, Adam?
Whatever that Star Trek Generations quote from Malcolm McDowell is. Something about time being a predator.
Oh.
For one, I'm for entering the Nexus.
Yeah, Star Trek Generations a Christmas movie because of that scene?
I guess.
All right. Now.
Yeah, it is now. It's part of the Christmas canon.
I guess I know what we're watching for Christmas next year, or this coming year. It is confusing.
Yeah, doesn't this episode come out in 2024?
I don't think so. Does it?
Assuming that Charlie manages
I'll assume I could actually get the turnaround for
get
the,
it out one day. On time.
It would. Yeah.
Oh, so it's not the new year. Sick.
Oh, all right. Darn it.
You have to suffer through 2024 even more.
All right. Well, then I guess it's still time to watch Star Trek Generations for Christmas. Yeah. So how's everybody doing?
Well, I'm doing. Two new flavors of Mountain Dew game fuel here. We've got the red-colored citrus cherry Dew with a blast of citrus cherry flavor with other natural flavors. Or in the purple corner, we've got citrus blackberry Dew with a blast of natural and artificial blackberry raspberry flavor.
Full disclosure, I also have a bottle of citrus blackberry. I could have bought both, but honestly, the cherry one didn't sound as exciting to me, so I just stuck with the one that's going to, I assume, dye my poop a weird color.
So we should start
just long
with
enough to worry. Like, shouldn't it be gone by now?
Start with the purple, then?
No. Start with the red.
Start with the red. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this one promises to have natural flavors in it, you know, whereas the other one's both natural and artificial, so... You know, maybe natural will be better.
By the way, I don't know about the red one, but the purple one here is apparently comes from or is sponsored by World of Warcraft and Xbox.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This
which
one
I guess
is
the same company now.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it? Like Microsoft owns Blizzard Activision, which makes WoW, right? All right, I poured some. It's kind of this radioactive, ruddy orange color to it. It smells a little bit like, I don't know, like Code Red that's gone off, maybe. So we'll see how it tastes.
Spoiled Code Red.
Yeah, that's, it's kind of like if somebody took Code Red and said, let's dump some artificial orange and cherry flavoring into this.
Is that good or bad? Are you just saying it's more cherry-esque than Code Red?
It's weird because it's like, it's got like a maraschino cherry aspect to it that Code Red doesn't have.
Aw, what do you think about that, Kevin?
I'm neutral towards that information.
And it's a little bit smoother than if you just mixed straight live wire with Code Red. But overall, I think that's the vibe we're going with.
Okay, well, that doesn't tell me what Paul's thoughts about the maraschino cherries.
I'm sort of pro maraschino cherry flavor. I was always that kid who was excited when the restaurant would make cherry Coke for me by dumping like a bottle of maraschino cherries into a Coca-Cola.
I like to think you just took the jar and drank the syrup.
I'm sure that I have at some point. You don't want it to go to waste.
Charlie, thoughts?
So I was at Chili's the other day, and I asked for Diet Coke, and then I was like, wait a second, like, because they used to have those machines where you could mix things, you know, get whatever combination you wanted.
Freestyle?
And the freestyle, yeah. And I said, wait a second, do you have Diet Vanilla Coke or like Coke Vanilla Zero? And she was like, no, but I could put grenadine in it. And I was like, all right, sure. Go ahead and put that sugar right back in. And so I had it. It wasn't bad, but it was like, I don't know what I was doing.
Grenadine not being cherry flavored, but all right.
Yeah,
that's true. I know.
I just learned that. And I, you know, that was my other thing as a kid is I loved the Coke with grenadine when they would make it that way. Make me cherry Coke. I was like, this is way better. And I didn't learn that was like pomegranate flavored until like
this cherry this Coke year. Is way better than normal cherry Coke. It's because it's not real cherry Coke. But yeah, I would say that's actually worth getting, assuming that you can survive what I assume is an elevated caffeine content. See if I can even find it on the label. Where does it say? There it is. 113 milligrams per 20 fluid ounces. Oh, I think that's a little elevated.
That's a lot, I think. Yeah.
That's like three. Or? That's like,
I guess maybe I'm used to reading the cans where it's around the 50s.
Yeah.
A cup of coffee's like 90 to 100, is that right?
Something like that.
Coffee is way more caffeine, as I learned talking to Paul while visiting him, but we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah. While watching me just chug coffee every day.
And you just expressing that it took you like multiple Dr. Pepper Zero Sugars to get the same buzz. Yeah.
Yeah. Big dose escalation.
But anyway, citrus blackberry.
Yeah, it has a very strong blackberry smell to it, like opening up a jar of jam.
Actually, yeah, it's kind of pleasant.
All right. It's like a purple, but in the right light with a reddish tone to it.
I get the blackberry. I almost think the citrus, whatever that is kind of ruining the effect.
Yeah.
I think I maybe just wanted just pure blackberry.
Raspberry.
Yeah. I think that'd have been nice. I think, yeah, the citrus is...
The fact that it's a Mountain Dew is working against it here.
Yeah. It's not bad. I don't hate it, but I think it could have been better. I think Faygo has a real opportunity here is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I think, although the citrus blackberry is a more intriguing flavor, I think it's less drinkable than the citrus cherry. Mm. Like, I think the red is the way to go here, honestly. And let me just try the two together, which I assume will just taste like neutral water.
Charlie, what do you think about that?
I don't know. The blackberry one sounded better to me, but here, I don't have it.
Paul?
Kevin. I think I'm...
I'm just looking up. So maraschino cherries, they're like the ones you get on top of like a sundae, right? Like,
yeah. Yes.
What are the ones that they put at the bottom of like an old fashioned?
Those are brandied cherries.
Those ones, I would absolutely drink a Mountain Dew that kind of has that flavor. Maraschino doesn't sound too appetizing to me, to be honest.
So it's this kind. It's a disgusting brownish purple with orange undertones in color.
I was hoping you were going to say that was the flavor.
The
tastes like brownish purple.
The smell is kind of fruity and disgustingly sweet. And let's give it a taste. I'm impressed. You can actually taste the various different flavors. This is basically like shoving a handful of like fruit sours into your mouth. And, you know, like the red and the purples in particular and eating them. It's not bad. Surprisingly, it's actually not bad.
Well, that's why you're drinking instead of Charlie. He's only allowed to drink the bad things.
Charlie drinking various chips.
Speaking of chips, Doritos Ultimate Cheddar artificially flavored. I have a bag here. I guess this is the final cheddar. I don't know if you knew that, guys, but...
That's the last bag? You got it?
It says it's ultimate.
True. I saw it in the store once. Didn't buy it. Didn't see it ever again.
All right. I opened it up. It smells like nacho cheese. Basically looks like nacho cheese. Oh, interesting.
So it's not nacho cheese.
It's close to nacho cheese, but there's a little bit of a sharpness to the taste.
Huh.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I mean, ultimately, it's just a form of nacho cheese, but it's not a bad form of nacho cheese. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Well, it's as good as you're ever going to get. It's the ultimate cheddar.
Yeah, no, as far as cheddars go, yeah, that's it. But so I think since we're here at the, I guess, the end of December, we should look forward to 2025 by looking backwards and talk about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Over this past Thanksgiving weekend, it was my parents' golden anniversary.
Oh,
congrats.
To them, man.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Consequently, I was in Michigan for 9 days to celebrate Thanksgiving and their anniversary, which fell on Black Friday. During that time, I stayed with Paul because there wasn't enough room at my parents' house for me and Doug. So,
so you really got to see how the sausage is made over here.
I did. I learned a lot about Paul and his coworkers. And by
Did you Zoom bomb him during work hours?
I did not. He kept his door shut. So the best I could do was the, like the glass up to the door on like against my ear.
Little like periscope like under the door,
you know? Yeah, the mirrors involved, yeah. Let's see. I learned that someone at Paul's workplace sounds a lot like Paul in his delivery and cadence and tone, such that for a while I thought Paul was just listening to himself talk through his own speakers. To the point where I asked him about it. How did you become
convinced that he wasn't?
Because I asked him why he was doing that, and he said, I'm not doing that.
You gotta have the monitors on, you know, like so I can hear how I sound.
He also at one point told me he had a required important meeting that he had to attend. So basically try not to disturb him or whatever, I guess, which I overheard discussions of like whether or not some woman liked cookies or not.
That sounds about right.
I was like, oh, big important meeting's happening. No, it was a good time. Paul, I got to see Paul's house. It's a nice, it's a cute house. I got to clean some of Paul's house.
Thank you so
after
much.
Yourself? Or
basically, I came in and Paul was like, here's the place. He gave me the tour, told me all the things he did, pointed out a corner that he just hadn't gotten to because there's only so much time. And I looked at that corner. I was like, we can do that. And so it only took like maybe an hour, probably not even.
Yeah, it was like we were efficient.
Yeah.
Mass maintenance brain took over.
Pretty much, yeah. Honestly, yeah. It turns out when it's not your stuff, it's a lot easier to go, okay, well, this goes here, this goes here. We don't know about this, so just put it over there for now and we'll figure it out. Because yeah. I don't think you're like trying to go like, oh, well, where will this live and stuff? So Paul, I think, will have to take a photo of the cabinet and what I put in the cabinet for the blog post.
I will do that.
So it's an older house.
Yeah. Got a 39.
It's 39. Yeah. Got a pretty small kitchen. And then it's got like a dining area off to the side. And there's like a built-in china cabinet right there. But Paul was not using it for china cabs. He was actually using it for nothing. So I took some key items and put them on display in the cabinet. That included his board games. It seemed like a good place to put board games. That also included his copy of The Best of Arliss.
It deserves to be facing out.
Not so the complete Arliss? How dare you?
I don't think they've ever released the complete Arliss.
Oh. You find that and buy it immediately on site.
And a Black Adam string pull bag that he got. Put in a place of honor there for the movie.
It's my most important bag.
But yeah, no, I had a good time. I guess I can't speak for Paul, but.
Oh, I did too. We had a great time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. At one point, we played video games with Doug, even though he was still in Milwaukee.
That was very strange.
So Paul had two big TVs set up in his living room. And two separate PlayStations, so we could all play Deep Rock Galactic together.
Well, because he had the PlayStation 4, but he also upgraded to the PlayStation 5 at some point, but kept the 4, right? Yep. He's not a crazy person.
Like, two slims stacked on top of each other.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we had a great time playing games. I think the hardest part was trying to figure out how to make the chat work, which I think ended up being called like on Skype.
Yeah. Yep. It's not optimal for being able to hear in the room, but it helped.
Because PlayStation 5s, I guess, have this feature where the DualSense is a built-in microphone or something. So it would create this bizarre, like, reverb effect as it would, like, pick up what we were saying and then broadcast it through the television I was on because there was no microphone attached to that television. And then kind of, like... Yeah, it was a strange echo effect. So we learned. So here's a pro tip if you're ever in this situation. Create a party of just yourself. Make it a closed party so no one else can join. And then only listen to that sound, and that'll stop that from feeding through your TV speakers. A very specific situation, but it could happen to you.
If your life is as good as ours, you'll run into it.
Right.
For sure. For the fortunate out there.
So yeah, that was a good time. Had a lot of fun. There were a lot of nights where Paul was like, so what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to watch you play this game. And he was like, what, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I'm serious. So he played a lot of Super Monkey Ball, Banana Rumble.
Oh, yeah.
Really good update to that game. Yeah. Very, very true to the original. I started to really get that feel.
But it turns out Paul likes to be called a baby.
he spent a lot of once he learned that Hatsune Miku DLC dropped, he spent a lot of time as Hatsune Miku.
Oh. I
Godzilla.
I paid for Miku and Godzilla.
Which was like chibi Godzilla in the ball.
I was just about to ask, wouldn't Godzilla be too big for Super Monkey Ball?
And I also watched him play some Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah, which I have still continued. I haven't gotten completely distracted from it. I still get on it. Still keep momentum up.
What distracted you?
That would be Infinity Nikki.
Oh, the dress-up game from Hoyo.
The fashion gotcha sensation that everybody's talking about. What are your thoughts about Breath of the Wild was free to play and the rewards were fashion? That would be...
I know you have thoughts about this, Kevin, so feel free.
Yeah, I was going to be judgmental, but then I reflected on the fact that I'm trying to catch them all in three different Pokemon games simultaneously, so I don't really have a lot of room to judge. I'm all about it. If it makes you happy, I'm happy.
Like, and you can't even wear all of your Pokemon.
Exactly. I've got an Eevee on my head, and I got a Venusaur following me around, and that's it.
And that Mr. Mime skin suit. I know you.
Make sure we add Mr. Mime skin suit as a tag for the SEO. But yeah, it was a good time. Although I think one of my favorite parts while visiting Paul was we had multiple movie nights, which is actually, I kind of miss them slightly now that we're not having them every day.
Yeah, I had to have some by myself after you left, just, you know, to ease the loss.
We did three movies? Four movies. We did four movies. We did three Japanese movies. One was a Criterion that I bought during the sale while I was there called Demon Pond, which was kind of trippy.
Yeah, weird. I watched that with Dad, and I have a question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a point there where everything almost entirely... perfectly worked out until some guy stepped in and said, no, you can't do that.
Yeah,
we can't let
much.
Her leave the village.
Yep. They'd solve the problem and then
some rich guy was like, nope.
Yep. Government in action.
Just checking.
Because I think that was the government official.
Yeah.
So we watched that. We watched Yojimbo, the Kurosawa film.
Oh, we've watched that together.
Yep. We watched Good Morning, the Ozu film. Partly because I felt slightly bad that I would keep like encouraging Paul to buy certain Criterions and he hadn't watched them. I was like, well, let's watch some of these.
Yeah.
And then,
that was a good one. I'm glad I bought it.
Yeah. And then Tony came over at one point and we hung out and he was like, let's watch The Boss Baby. And so we did.
I mean, all Boss Baby viewings are good, but that was a good, I didn't know how much I needed that Boss Baby.
Yeah. It hit the spot. But yeah. It was a great time. And then as far as my parents' anniversary went, nothing too crazy. Went to Thanksgiving the day before to my aunt's house and had a nice time. And I don't think my parents really wanted anything too big or fancy, so we just went out to Outback Steakhouse.
Okay.
Seemed to be the place that satisfied the most people. And it was good. I had the steak and ribs, and they were good ribs. Honestly, better ribs than I was expecting, because a lot of times the chain restaurant ribs are overdone. But these were good.
Was a Bloomin' Onion purchased?
Oh, of course.
I'm just making sure.
I think we are legally required. Like, yeah. I've been to Outback on my own before and felt obligated to get the Bloomin' Onion.
I will say the Bloomin' Onion's a lot more manageable with four people than with, like, one to two.
It is a day's worth of calories in one appetizer. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. I think it's 2,000 calories or something like that.
Wow. Well, I felt awesome after eating. No, it was a good time. It was my Thanksgiving. How about everyone else's? How are all your Thanksgivings? I guess, Doug, we kind of covered yours in that you were with me for a lot of it. But
I did get to go over to Paul's house. And we watched your Lower Decks episode of Star Trek
Strange New Worlds.
Is that what it was called?
Yep.
Okay. And I knew it wasn't Discovery. So
The Discovery spinoff, which is about the Enterprise starring the original captain of Star Trek. Because, there's a crossover with Lower Decks that's not on the Lower Decks Blu-ray, unconscionably. So I had to bring my season 2 copy and show everyone, and then it was like, oh yeah, I like Strange New Worlds. I should watch this. So I've been rewatching Strange New Worlds.
Have they given it a date for season 3 yet?
No, but I do know they've been filming it. So it's, good. I believe, sometime in the next year, I guess, 2025.
We pretty much covered the rest of it. All right. Other than heading back to Wisconsin.
Oh yeah, your story there.
There was a blizzard in Southwest Michigan. And so I think it took me like 4 or 5 hours to make it a few miles because they shut down the interstate. And then they directed you to the alternative path for emergencies. And eventually I got to the point where I was like, I cannot take this any longer. And just left that path and took a bunch of back roads to get back onto the interstate past where it was no longer shut down. And it still took me hours and hours and hours.
Wasn't there a huge accident? I thought I saw on the
national
news.
I think there was something like 17 car pile up.
Yeah. Like there was a photo that was like a semi like across the entire road or something.
Oh, geez. Okay, that would explain why they had shut it. Yeah, that must have happened decently earlier because I think in the time that I was there, I saw like 4 state troopers and 1 or 2 wreckers go past, but that's a small potatoes compared to a 17 car pileup. So must have happened a bit earlier than me. Also, I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll use the restroom at the next rest area. You know, it's only going to be like 50 miles. You know, it's not too far. You know, it should be about, you know, less than an hour's wait. Ended up being, you know, like 5 hours later. When I was finally able to use the restroom, it was, made it back safe. So it was good to see Paul and Adam and my parents again, and my aunt and uncle and their family too.
My Thanksgiving was fairly typical. At work, we have this lottery system for figuring out what days you can actually take off for the more desired holidays. So Thanksgiving was one that I got in addition to Christmas actually this year. And so I was able to take the whole week off, which I did, because usually whenever I get vacation, I'm like, I'm taking it, doesn't matter. And Kara in the last couple of years has taken up deer hunting with her family. So she was actually gone for several days doing that for like the first weekend and then came back for like a day and then went out again. And she did get a buck. So that was fun. So she field dressed it and butchered it and brought it home, and we had to buy a second chest freezer to have something to put it in. So yeah, it was a kind of an interesting experience. It's like me and the kids for the most part, but then also went up north to grandma and grandpa's too. So Otherwise, as usual, the usual Thanksgiving. Good. Lots of family.
Pretty standard Thanksgiving for me. My in-laws were in town. They've got a little place like 10 minutes away from us. I think ultimately they're going to snowbird it between Texas and Michigan. But for now, they're just visiting, you know, holidays and around Thanksgiving, for example. So we all went over to my aunt's house. My entire mom's side of the family all lives within, you know, spitting distance of Detroit. So the whole family got together, my sisters, all the nieces and nephews and my kids running around like crazies. Yeah, just ate a lot of food, watched a lot of Mystery Science Theater, and that was pretty much the 4-day weekend.
About those lions.
Yeah, that was the strangest ending of a game I have ever seen. I thought, like, okay, well, clearly that team's going to, you know, quick time out in this situation, so I'm going to grab some more food. And then when I came back, like, me and all the players were all looking around very confused, trying to figure out what had just happened. Oh, a win's a win.
You know, they fired the other team's head coach after that.
Did they? That makes an abundance of sense.
They had literally never done that in the franchise history.
Oh my gosh.
They always waited until after the season.
It was an unbelievable failure. Like, I can't think of anything on, like, the coaching side of things that was that egregious. Like, at least, you know, in the games I've watched and the limited news I follow from professional sports. Unusual.
So, Paul, I don't know if you had anything to add beyond hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, I guess the only other thing, just saw family up in Gaylord. We did the day trip up there. So Thanksgiving itself was a bit of a driving day for me.
How did your family feel about your hypermiling?
You know, I think they're pretty supportive. My mom likes it when I drive slow, so that's not a problem. But we really only hypermiled on the way back. We were trying to make time on the way up. But I also, you know, made them listen to all 4 albums on repeat from the 8-bit big band on the way up and on the way back. So we listened exclusively to video game jazz.
Nice.
Did not even know that was a thing.
Yeah, if you like big band and video game music, highly recommend.
Like NES style, like chiptunes, or are we at least at SNES, Sega?
I mean, it's really just any song from a video game, but done with an actual full big band.
Oh, I had it. Section. I had it backwards in my head, like it was like a Duke Ellington classic, 8-bitified, or something.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Sure we like, can find Duke Ellington.
Yeah, sure, yeah,
like the classic, like that classic album, Kind of Bloop, the 8-bit version of the Miles Davis album, Kind of Blue, which, yeah. That I highly recommend that if you're looking for the reverse.
Oh, that's also real. Sorry, I thought that was just good wordplay. I did not understand that.
Here's one for you I found. Drop this in chat and it'll go on the blog.
It's everything I've been looking for. Volume 7. Good lord.
So, did you want to talk about how I'm a bear now? Or no? Everyone's listening? Okay.
Yes. Now
we're contemplating. we're... Do we?
Do you?
I don't have any topics.
What do you do in the woods now?
We don't really have woods in this part of Arizona, so.
So you just have to hold it?
I guess. Actually, while I'm a bear, yes, I do just hold it.
Yeah, that's probably good. That's probably the way to go. I mean, you could probably fit a diaper, I suppose.
I could definitely fit a diaper, but I don't need to.
That's good.
So there's this place out southwest of me on one of the reservations called Rawhide. It's like a western style town, like a touristy thing. But over the Christmas season, it gets taken over by this local family, I guess, called the Pratt Brothers. And they make a Christmas light show out of it. I guess they were on that ABC Christmas light TV program at one point a couple years ago and won. And I don't know if anyone else knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. So they were on that. They won. And I guess they've sort of been parlaying that into this event in this Rawhide Western town where it's actually really cool. Like Rianne went the other day, and she was very impressed by it. I think she was expecting something a little more amateur than what she got. Lots of light shows. There's like a little like train ride. There's a stunt show. There's some hillbilly musicians, quote unquote, performing, stuff like that. There's a parade. And then there's a couple mascots. One is a gingerbread man, and one is a large green bear called Jolly the Bear, and that's me. I'm wearing that costume.
Are there other people wearing the costume?
Not yet. I think there may end up being a couple people wearing the costume. It gets Lysol down every day. So. Yeah, it's a fun time. It's my first time doing real mascot work.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. You cannot see a lot in there, it turns out. You can see a little bit through like the nose and then a little bit through the smile like at people's feet / tiny children who are approaching you, but only if you're looking in their direction. So occasionally I get like blindsided by people behind me or to the side of me that I didn't know were there. But yeah, I'm getting paid to be a bear.
Okay.
And he's bright green. And so everyone calls him Gummy Bear after a viral video that Brianne told me about is apparently really popular with the kids lately.
Wait, Gummy Bear, like the Gummy Bear song?
Yes.
Like I'm a gummy bear.
Yep. That one.
That's popular with the kids lately?
Apparently, yeah. Like, it's a big, I don't know if, like, TikTok has offered it back up or something, but yeah, apparently it's a big hit. Everyone calls me Gummy Bear because of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember that back from, like, 2011 circa, so I'm glad it's, like, back with the kid.
Yeah, everything old is new again. So, but yeah, I'm a bear in that context specifically.
That's fun. I've never had the opportunity to be a mascot.
Gave me a real appreciation for like Teletubbies and the guy in the Barney suit and stuff like that. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are working.
Are the arms like, yeah, is it like more rigid or is it pretty like flexible like Teletubbies or?
It's more flexible. I can raise my arms like I couldn't go like straight up and down. But I can get up to about like 45 degrees and stuff. So I can cover like the eyes that are on the head. So if I'm playing peekaboo with like a small child, I can cover those eyes.
Oh, nice.
Do you have any like routines? Some children are
terrified. Just a lot of dancing around because basically they said, hey, you need to, as a mascot, move around because if you stop and are motionless, it's really creepy.
You need to figure out what you do. You had all summer to do this.
Right, exactly.
Well, yeah, so I know what Adam's going to be for Halloween next year.
Yes. So they gave me a big board that I made. So what can we do to get you to scurry up around here,
like a bug? Bear.
Now, when you're in there, like doing stuff, like and being happy and jolly and such, do you smile? Like, can you not help yourself but then like make facial expressions and things?
Yeah, like I commented to Rand at one point that like my jaw started to hurt from smiling too much, which is crazy because no one can see my face.
Is it like Disney rules? Like, are you allowed to talk or is it all nonverbal? Okay.
It's all nonverbal. It's a lot of pointing. I have a handler who basically like corrals people because I've, you know, people want to take photographs and stuff.
Sure.
So she keeps them orderly. She'll like also tell me like, oh, hey, high fives to let me know that like a child has put their hand up.
Oh,
I can't see that kind of thing. Yeah. So she basically talks for me. Although I had one kid who just was insistent. He just like was like, talk. And he wouldn't go away.
Oh, God.
So I Chewbacca growled at him. So I went, and that seemed to satisfy him. So I'm not there going like, all right, kid, what do you want? I do get a lot of, are you a boy or girl in there?
Jeez.
Like, okay, why does that matter? But fine. Yeah, a lot of gummy bear. A fair amount of terrified children being dragged forward by their parents. Oh, come on, it'll be fine. No!
Is there a Santa in play nearby that you can divert Okay.
Yeah, there's a Santa and a Mrs. Claus. They're in the building next door, except like there's a courtyard between where I am and that building. So there's some space. Because basically they were like, don't get too close to Santa because that will create a huge traffic jam. I was like, that's completely fine. So I wandered to the left, say hi to people. One person had me take a photo with their kid. And I walked up to the dad and he's like, oh, what's going on? And then I pointed at the Lions logo on his shirt and then gave him thumbs up. He was like, I like this guy. So.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it does get sweaty in there pretty quick.
Oh, how warm is it down there right now?
This past week it hasn't been too bad. It's been like low 60s. The week before it was like high 60s, and turns out those few degrees make a difference. I was a sweaty boy. Like, just, I'd have to take a shower like as soon as I got home immediately, like shirt just like soaked through. The only air you get, right, basically is through the nose and the mouth. But it's fun. It's by no means the hardest job I had to do. And, you know, I get paid. So, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
That's definitely a leave it at work job, too.
Oh, it's super awesome because, like, when I take the suit off, I'm completely anonymous. These people have no idea that they've been taking photographs with me or anything, right? So I don't even have to acknowledge them. I just could pretend to be another patron walking through or whatever.
Very, very sweaty patron walking away.
Yeah, in shorts in 50-degree weather. Yeah. Although, I haven't yet, but... because they have like all this food advertised there. And one of the booths is advertising a churro sundae.
Mm.
And I keep wanting to go over there. But I'm also like, I don't know if I need 4,000 calories at 9:30 at night. But I might still do it one of these days. Because it runs through December.
Ah, what if it was so good that you had to get it every night after you tried it once?
So you're saying I should leave it to the last day?
Yeah.
But yeah, consequently, that's why we're recording this on a Saturday morning. Well, I guess afternoon at this point, because that's the only time I have free to not be the mascot.
Seasonal work.
Exactly. How about you, Charlie? What seasonal work are you doing?
Let's see. Residency application reviews.
Hey.
Yeah, that's basically the only seasonal work I have.
What does that even mean?
We have a... medical physics residency at our hospital, which is went from two now to three new residents per year, and we get usually probably so 100 like applications there? No like from all over the country. Oh well,
like
the yes
residents, like they live there.
I don't think we've had any out-of-state residents. No.
That'd be a bit of a commute. They sleep in the hospital.
They sometimes, I guess. They probably wouldn't tell us if they did. They're not supposed to.
Well, how can they be residents if they don't live there?
Can I'm going to, for the purpose of describing this, exchange it with a completely different word that is not what we use. Which is trainee.
Oh, so they get to drive a train?
No, that's the trainer. Oh.
So the trainee's like a passenger.
So are you running people over with trains? Is that what I'm hearing?
That would be with like a Christmas train. Is that the seasonal work?
Yeah. Hit by the Polar Express.
But luckily, I am not on the group that reviews all the applications, just the whittled down applications. And everybody has to do them. So it's probably only a few hours of work now. But I do have to do it sometime in the next week.
Charlie, just remember, anytime you have to hire somebody, but you've got too many applications, you divide all of the applications into two equal stacks. And you take one of those stacks and you slide it straight into the trash. You don't want to hire someone who's unlucky.
That's a good point. And definitely, I think, follows HR protocols.
There was nothing systematic about it. It was completely random.
Yeah, as long as you do it randomly, you're fine.
This would explain a lot of my rejections.
Oh, yeah. Other than being a bear, you're as far as day jobs go, you're unemployed, aren't you?
Yep, I just finished. My last day on the bench was Thursday, so
yep.
I get to file for unemployment, and so Cognizant continues to pay me, or I don't know how it works, but They told me something. They wouldn't contest it, so.
Okay.
We'll see if they were telling the truth or not.
Well, for another edition of the Gobeski Wallace Report, my name's Charlie Wallace.
I'm Adam Gobeski, and thanks to our three more than adequate guests.
Yeah, they proved to be.
Yeah, we had Paul Wilcox.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Bredevoog.
Hey, it's been fun.
And Doug Gobeski.
It's been a pleasure.
Does that mean we've overshot with our guests?
They cleared the bar. And then
Okay. Thanks for listening. If you liked that episode, you can go to GobeskiWallaceReport.com, or we've got a lot of social media placeholder accounts. We don't post there so much, though.
Well, we all know about the downfall of Twitter, but everything exciting is on the website. Yeah, there may be a fan wiki out there somewhere. I don't know. I haven't checked recently.
Yeah, that's your job, listeners.
But you can sleep at Charlie's house.
Oh, we're back to this.
Let's pay all its own.
I hadn't been home in a while, like actually to the house. And the thing that I noticed the most was that all the pine trees in the back had gotten really tall. And I was this was my takeaway. Just very like confused, I think, by this.
Are things supposed to seem smaller when you go back home?
Yeah.
You're shrinking.
Yeah. Well, but some things did seem smaller, but the pine trees were huge back there. I was like, what's going on?
I mean, they had gotten pretty tall. He's not wrong.
Like in my head, they're like 10 feet tall.
What?
You're crazy. Maybe a little taller than that. But these were like, I don't know, 1,000 feet tall? Felt like.
You're reminding me of my man, Mitt Romney. Do you remember that?
Yes. Wow, there's a deep cut.
Carr and I talk about that all the time.
Michigan has
changed. Whenever we go back
to
Michigan.
The trees are no longer the right height, guys.
Jeez.
It's just a symptom. Yeah.